This is a life-transforming message from Life by Design Ministries in Denver, Colorado. And now let's join the founder and senior pastor, Pastor Peter Taft.
Come on.
You ain't seen nothing. You ain't seen nothing yet.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, shout glory.
Hallelujah.
Come on, shout glory. Come on, shout glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Turn and tell somebody, say, you ain't seen nothing yet. Come on, tell them again, say, you ain't seen nothing yet. Now, I need you to help you to understand this song. I need to help you understand this song. This is a valley fight song. This is a song when you're in the middle of it. I wish I had some help. When it ain't looking too good, I wish I had some help. When you're under attack on every side, I wish I had some help. When you're in Life by Design right about now, I wish I had some help. Oh, you ain't seen nothing yet. Oh, come on, come on. Where my believers at? Where my believers at? You ain't seen nothing yet. This ain't the last snapshot of my life. I wish I had some help. That's a song when the doctor say it don't look too good. You look back at the doctor and say, oh, you ain't seen nothing yet. Yes, yes. After they turn you down on your application, you just look and say, oh, but you ain't seen nothing yet. I will be back. I wish I had some help. I need some faith fighters in the house. I said I need some faith fighters in the house. Hey! Go real quick, tell three people, amen, amen, that you ain't seen nothing yet. Glory be to God. While they fix my sound, glory be to God. Take me out of the back. Take these out. Take these out. Come on, I'm away for you. Go. You ain't seen nothing yet. You ain't seen nothing yet. Oh, it ain't over. Oh, it ain't over. Oh, it ain't over. Come on, come on, come on. Oh, it ain't over. Hallelujah. Yeah, yeah. Glory be to God. It ain't over. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. High five somebody, say it ain't over. Now tell them, say I win. Now, don't say this if you ain't got your faith on high. Don't say this. So somebody might have to drop out on this one. If your faith ain't on high, don't say this. But I want you to tell somebody if your faith is there, say, "Watch my comeback." Watch my comeback. Hey. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Watch my comeback. The house front monitors, take them all the way out. Glory be to God. Everybody say, watch my comeback. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. All right. Let's stand. Let's pray. Let's pray. Let's pray. Let's pray. Let's pray. They're going to figure it out. They're going to figure it out. And the glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Where you at, Kevin? Where you at, Kevin? Just come here. Glory be to God. Come on, lift your hands. Lift your hands. Just unplug that cable right there. And we're good. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hey. Come on, just bathe in his presence right now. Come on, just bathe in his presence right now. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're getting ready to have a comeback. You're going to have a breakthrough. Yeah, yeah. I came armed to equip you today. Hallelujah. Just pull it all the way out. Just pull it all the way out. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Come on, let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we bless you. We praise you. We give you glory. God, we thank you for blessing us to stand in your presence. God, we thank you for blessing us to gather in your name. it comes, God, with covenant promise that you're in the midst. So bless us, God. Let this word come like it's never come before. Let us hear like we never heard before. And I thank you, Father, for arming us for our breakthrough comeback like never before. In Jesus' name, we declare we will pass this test with flying colors. Oh, glory be to God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Bring my gang down a little bit and I think you'll be there. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, give God some praise. Give God some praise. He ain't gonna steal nothing. He ain't gonna steal nothing. Hey! One more time. You ain't seen nothing yet. You ain't seen nothing yet. Hallelujah. All right, you may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Glory be to God. Can you hear me fine? Amen. You can hear me good? Okay, good, good. We're good to go. We're good. We're good. We're good. We're good. Thank you, Lord. Amen. I want to share with you this morning this word, amen, that's going to arm you and correct your thinking. Everybody say, I got to get my thinking corrected. Now, this is the word to the body of Christ because he says that my people are destroyed because of lack of knowledge. Yes. Another way to put that is that we're thinking wrong about a thing. And when you don't have the correct information, you are subject to think wrong about it.
That's right.
Come on. Come on. Come on. Amen. Amen. You ever thought wrong about a situation?
Yes.
You start assuming.
Yes.
I can't break it down like the world break it down, but you know what I'm talking about.
Right.
Amen. So we got everybody say, I got to get my thinking right. This message is to help you get your thinking right. Because you might have been like me, thinking we was coming out of the rebuild, going right into the palace. And I forgot a step. Because there's something always that precedes your palace. Amen. Everybody say promotion comes from the Lord. But there's a step before promotion. Any good manufacturer who will put their name on the something that they manufacture before it goes to market, it has to go through testing.
Amen.
So there won't be no recalls. Because recalls are expensive in a couple of ways. Not only do you have to pay for it, but your brand name takes a hit. I wish I had some help up in here. So what God is saying to us is that you bear my name. So I got to send you through testing. Because when you don't make it, amen, my name takes a hit. I wish I had. Oh, come on. We're going to get there together. Look at your neighbor and say, think it not strange. Come on, tell them again. Say, think it not strange. Title of today's message is Thinking Not Strange, with a subtitle of this. When I say I believe, when I say I believe, there is the some unspoken but understood things. When I say I believe, I'm really saying two things unspokenly, but I have to understand that they are there. And I'm going to help you understand that. Amen. All right. Here's our kingdom point. First kingdom point is kingdom order. Everybody say there's order in the kingdom.
There's order in the kingdom.
The God you serve is not a chaotic God. And your life is not a plan that's being worked out day by day. He already worked it out.
Amen.
Amen. Kingdom point number two. One wing of faith. Everybody say one wing of faith. And kingdom point number three, the second wing of faith. Everybody say the second wing of faith. And I think I might even change that down there. Actually, kingdom point number two is when I say I believe. I want to break that down to you so you understand. When I say I'm in faith for something,
amen, amen.
I'm really saying unspokenly some things that are understood.
Yeah.
And there are two things that I got to understand. One of them you're very familiar with. But the other one, not so much. Amen. But somebody say, but after the day, you ain't seen nothing yet. We're taking the month of December to prepare us to go in. Lord, delay is coming into 2020. So we want to be ready to go into 2020. Everybody say ready. Yeah, we've been ready. So we are invoking the law of preparation, amen, to make ready in advance. So I want you to look at our scripture for today inside of the law of preparation in Joshua 3 and 5. Joshua 3 and 5. And we find here God preparing the house of Israel, making ready in advance before they cross over. Because when they cross over, everybody say, when I cross over, it's on. When I cross over, I'm crossing over to take territory. Amen. Oh, some of y'all setting yourself up for a repeat of 2019. I ain't looking to repeat 2019. I done went through my rebuild. I want to walk in clarity of vision in 2020. Amen. So watch what the Lord gives Joshua to say. In Joshua 3 and 5, he said, and Joshua said unto the people, sanctify yourself. That is, separate yourself for a special holy purpose. Tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, I'm getting ready for a special, holy, divine purpose that is on my life. I'm not going into 2020 looking to play again. I'm not going into 2020 with somebody else holding all my joy. Oh, my pillow. Hey! They ain't seen nothing yet. They're going to understand that I'm okay. Amen. Oh, glory be to God. Always. Okay, I'm trying to. No. I ain't going in begging.
That's right.
Come on. That's for somebody. You got to look up and say, I ain't going in begging. You had your shot.
Amen.
You played with it.
Yes.
I ain't begging for your love. I ain't begging for you to see me. All I want to preach here today. I ain't begging to get your attention. I done got up and dusted myself off. I wish I had some help. Who glory to God. So he says, he's basically, Joshua saying to him, and then we finish reading out the verse. He said, for tomorrow, everybody say, for tomorrow. Watch this, 2020, this is what we can expect for God to do. The Lord is going to do wonders among you. So what he's basically saying is, I need you to get ready for life to be drastically different, because I'm going to show up and do wonders among you. And you got to understand something about me. I don't like it when you draw back. So I'm giving you an opportunity right now. Get ready. The hunter neighbor say, get ready, get ready, get ready. Come on, if there's one more cry in you over that thing, go ahead and cry it out tonight. Yeah. Get ready, get it out. Yeah. Throw your hands up, say, Lord, get me ready. Get me. I don't want to miss this move of God. So let's go down to kingdom order, kingdom order. I'm using this for my notes today, kingdom order. Mark 4:28. We're going to be pointed this morning. Mark 4:28. And it says, for the earth bringeth forth fruit of herself. Now, I'm showing you kingdom order. If I say kingdom,
kingdom.
Order.
Order.
It's good that the scripture brings out kingdom order. Because if it shows me kingdom order, I can know by this step what's coming next. How many, we drive to Kansas all the time with Sister Wanda. We you know, she's from Kansas too, from my same hometown. You drive to Kansas all the time. We know how far it is. I mean, from here, right, literally from the church house to my mother's house, about 615 miles.
Right.
To the odometer.
Yeah.
Amen? Yeah. I know how it is. I know how far it is. Been, I done drove it enough. But every time I drive it, I still look for that sign. Kansas, 300-something miles. I still look for the road marks. And I'm trying to help you with the road markers because it'll help you in your faith walk. It'll let you know, no, I'm not going to fool myself. I ain't there yet because the signs say. I wish I had some help. See, coming out of rebuild, no, I'm not going to palace yet because the signs say testing up ahead. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So I'm not going to let the enemy destroy me because of lack of knowledge. I'm going to learn now. Watch this. The earth bringing forth fruit of herself. Watch this. Watch the order. If I say first the blade. So when you got blade come up, God didn't lie to you. The process has just started. Amen. Well, God, I wanted the corn. He said, I started the process. First thing's going to happen is the blade. See, some people, okay, let's just say your body's under attack and you can't move a certain part of the body, and then all of a sudden all you start doing is feeling a sensation. You ought to holler out, blade! Oh, you hear what I'm saying? Glory be to God. Your heart been broke. Amen. And the first thing show up is clarity of the situation. In other words, you get to see it clear. Yeah. Everybody holler out, blade!
Blade!
Kingdom order. See, if I accept the blade, the enemy can't lie to me no more. If he can't lie to me, then I can get unstuck. Because truth sets you free. Yes. Throw your hands up and say, God, thank you for the blade.
God, thank you for the blade.
I'm staying in it to get to the corn,
to get to the
harvest.
Yeah.
Don't jump out on blade now. Just kingdom order. So watch this. First blade, everybody say, then ear. Everybody say, do you see the development, the progressive, as we talked about last week, the progressive increase, the order of the kingdom of God? God's going to bring you about orderly. Yes. Amen? Amen. But he needs you to stop and appreciate step one.
Amen.
Oh, I don't know who I'm talking to. Some of you got hurt in church, and amen, and you went away for a while. God finally got you back. Amen.
Amen.
And you didn't set yourself up. And that's a beautiful thing. You said, I'm going to go because I'm tired of you messing with me and I want to get a good night's sleep. Okay, so I'm going to go. But I ain't going to praise. I don't want to talk to nobody. And I'm going to sit in the back. And you come in, you sit in the back. And all heaven is saying, blade! God ain't got no problem with the blade. Oh, it's working.
Amen. Amen.
High five your neighbor. Say, I'm glad to see your blade. I'm glad to see blade. Your blade. See, sometimes y'all cut down the vine because it didn't come the way you thought. You mad at them. You don't want to talk to them because they don't help out around the house. And then all of a sudden you hear some pots moving in the kitchen and they're cleaning up. And here you're going to run down and want to say, finally. No, don't say finally. Blade, baby.
Blade.
Blade. You had to go in the prayer closet. Thank you, God, for the blade.
Yeah.
Woo.
Thank you, God.
Amen. Amen. And watch this. Rewarded behavior gets repeated.
Amen. Amen.
Okay, okay. I thought some mature folks would catch that, but rewarded gets repeated. Okay. Let's look at James 1 and 12. James 1 and 12. Let's lay it out. Let's lay it out. When people are tempted and still, somebody say,
and still,
continue strong. That means some people are tempted and don't continue strong. But it's talking about those that are tempted, who go into testing, who goes into trials, who go into storms, but then continue strong. Watch that. They should be happy. Amen. Look at your neighbor and say, get happy.
Get happy.
Now, he's going to help us understand why.
Amen.
Blessed is the one who preserves, endures trials and temptations. Oh, this is such a good message today.
Amen.
Because these are the verses that we want to take away by our faith.
Amen.
But our faith are designed to handle this. See, we want our faith to take away our trials, testings, and temptations. But that was not the reason why God, why you have your faith. Your faith is designed to endure, get through, walk through all trials, testing, and temptations. So I'm not serving a God who's trying to keep all trouble from me. I'm serving a God that will bring me through all trouble. Because God uses troubles to develop me. We do our best to avoid crisis. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, let me pull the bus over and park a minute. We do our best to avoid crisis. Nobody wants a crisis in their house. Come on, say amen. Amen.
Amen.
Everybody say, I ain't looking for one now.
Amen.
Now, but how many has had a crisis in your house? Now, why? If you stopped and looked at it, if you didn't live by yourself, but if you stopped and looked at it, before the crisis, you got all this attitude. Everybody doing their own thing. Amen. Kids going into the room slamming doors. Unless they slammed it that one time too many. See, y'all ain't going to fool me because I understand right now our young people are in crisis. That's another subject. But watch this. Watch what happens in crisis. When a crisis hits the house, isn't it amazing how everybody come together? Oh, okay. Let me help you. Let me bring you to where you live. I'm going to get off your house. Somebody say thank you. You remember 9/11?
Yes.
Y'all remember 9/11?
Yes.
We even have somebody there that was actually in the grace of God, spared her inside of 9/11, sitting right in your midst. Miracle of God. Right in your midst.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Right in your midst, you have someone who laid their hands on the building 3 months before 9/11.
Yes,
that's right.
Right in your midst. Right in your midst. Watch it and pray for the building. So watch this, watch this. And yes, God moved.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, come on.
That's why people got out.
Yes.
See, you judge God not moving because the building got destroyed. God wasn't concerned about the building.
No.
Let me go back. But you remember after that, we was in crisis. For the first time in your whole life, you looked up and saw no planes flying in the air.
That's right.
Everything hit the ground. But guess what? Now everybody talking to everybody. Because we don't know what tomorrow going to be. So everybody trying to make it in. Hey, how you doing? Amen. So speaking to the neighbor, y'all okay over there? Yeah, we okay. Okay. All right. We praying. We praying too. Okay. Crisis has a way bringing things together. Oh, you ought to give God some praise. Crisis has a way of getting your attention off of stuff that really don't matter. Crisis has a way of making you appreciate what's really important. A lot of times we want the holidays to have no crisis, but some of your best holidays is when you didn't have no money to buy the gifts. And you all say, we're going to sit in here and we're going to take out this trouble game and we're just going to play this thing. We bought it 10 years ago, but we're going to play it for the first time. Watch this. Together. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Let me try it over here. Everybody say together.
Together.
Let's see if y'all get it. says, after they have proven their faith. Underscore that. Everybody say, after. They have proven their faith. So I have faith. Then my faith must be proven by a test or trial or a temptation. And then something comes after. He rebuilt our faith in the rebuild. Now our faith is being tested. Had proven their faith, stood, endured, underscore that word, endured, passed, and didn't say, everybody say, pass the test. Pass the test. Now, sometimes we in the test, we ain't passing it, we just in it. God will reward them with life forever. They will receive a crown of life. Okay? It alludes to a victory. When your faith passes a test, now you are able to have dominion in that area. Amen. How many right now, the enemy can't lie to you about certain things? I ain't say everything, but certain things. Oh, come on, talk to me. Certain things have been tested. You said, you know, I might not understand that, but this, you can't lie to me about. How many got to the point right now, the enemy, I don't care what's going on, the enemy cannot convince you God's not real. I might not like what's going on, but you can't tell me he ain't real. I might not even understand him at this very moment. Might not be too happy with him at this very moment, but you can't tell me he ain't real. Now, that's the wrong button to push, because you're going to make me start calling up my testimony. Oh, we say, hey. See, sometimes he pushed you a little bit too far. You should have stopped at oppression, but now you're up there lying, say God ain't real. Oh, no. Let me tell you what he did back 10 years ago. Let me tell you what he did 5 years ago. Let me tell you what he did last week. I wish I had some help. And at the end of it, now you're coming out shouting. Job said, I ain't going to curse him and die. I don't know what's going on, but I ain't lost my mind. Amen. Now you can go on back in the kitchen. Watch this. God promised, everybody say, God promised this to all who love him. So I want you to make a side note to that and say, God has made a promise to me for something on the other side of this test. Oh, thank you, Lord. There's something for me on the other side of this. And right now, I just got to get through this. Amen. And he's going to help me get through it. Amen? Let me take a poll quick. How many right now is kind of in a testing zone right now? If you're in Life by Design ministry, you're in the testing zone because we all in it. All right. Let's go. Psalms 23. I'm going to show you something. Very, very familiar set of scripture. But let's look at it with fresh eyes. The Lord is my shepherd. I'm going to show you something. Everybody say, the Lord is my shepherd. Watch this beautiful, beautiful setup. Order of the kingdom of God. I shall not want. So I got this season where I'm really not wanting for anything. You have to have the season. I mean, you ask God, boom, bless show up. Like, woo. Blessed and highly favored. Everybody say it with me. Blessed and highly favored. Now tell your neighbor. Say, neighbor, hold on to that regardless of the change of season. That's why David said, I'll bless him at all times. And his praise will continually be in my mouth, even though seasons change. Because sometimes I go through a testing season. Watch this. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He's making me lie down in green pastures. He's nourishing me. He's leading me beside still waters. He's quenching my thirst. Watch this. He restores my soul. It sounds like a rebuild. Life by Design, it sounds like a rebuild. Everybody say, he's restored or he has rebuilt my soul. He nourished me up. He quenched my thirst. He let me know it's going to be okay. Yes. Amen. Everybody say, throw your hands up and say, he restored me. Now tell your neighbor, say, hang on.
Hang on.
Then he said, because the next verse, after he restores you, he starts leading you. Now, it might look cute on the surface. This is not a cute verse. He leading me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Everybody say, his paths of righteousness. One he picked out for his name's sake. You ever been riding with somebody and they take a road that you said, no, why are you taking this road? What do you mean you don't drive on the freeway? Girl, we'll be there in 15 minutes. Get on the freeway. No, they want to go through town.
My Lord.
Amen. Amen. You always want God to take the fast way, the freeway.
Right.
He said, no, we're going to drive through town.
Oh,
and we're going through the rough part of town.
Oh,
where you got to roll up your window, lock your doors. Watch it. Watch it. He lead me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. How did I get through the valley of the shadow of death? Because this is the path he led me on. He just restored me. Got me to fall in love with him. I'm thinking life is good. Then he say, follow me. And he started taking the right. And you still looking around? And everything that you were afraid of starts showing up.
Oh, my God.
I see shadows of death all on every side. That's going to wipe me out. This going to wipe me out. God, what's going on here? Where the green pastures at? Where the still waters? Because these ain't still waters no more. These trouble waters. But here's your comfort. Everybody say, I got here. Following him.
Following him.
I got to help my throat. I want you to get this. Amen. Give the Lord a hand praise. Throw your hands up. Say, I got here.
I got here.
Not by misbehavior.
But by following the Lord.
That's why you shouldn't judge. Because you judge and you look at people and they're in trouble and you think they did something wrong. Nope, they was following God. They was following God, lost their house. They was following God. They was following God, lost their job, but they was following. Woo! They was following God. And there's a promise that something's on the other side of it. Oh, I'm a preacher today. I'm a preacher. I'm a preacher. High five you and say, I'm following God.
I'm following God.
Now, it's a path of righteousness, everybody say, for his name's sake. In other words, when I was talking to you about branding, his name's sake, his rep is on the line. But he's going to take you through a valley. Everybody say, I'm in the valley. The valley of the shadow of death. Watch this rest part of this, and then we got to move on quickly. Then the writer begins to talk to himself. I will fear no evil. Say it with me. I will fear
no
evil.
No evil.
I will not fear being overtaken in this. I will not fear not being able to come out of this. I will not fear dying in this. The writer began to talk back to himself because he knew God had led him in this valley. So now everybody said, now I got to have a conversation with self and say, self, we're not going to fear this evil. We're not going to fear not having enough. We have a problem with optics.
Amen.
New buzzword out.
Yeah.
We have a problem with optics. In other words, how we look when we're dealing with what we're dealing with. We good with God long as it stays undercover. But God, you started letting my trial bleed out now. Come on. Because you said I should not be made ashamed. But then Jesus said, and despising the shame. Oh, yeah, they were sitting there. They put a paper bag over his head, a bag over his head, slapped him and said, prophesy now, son of God. And Jesus said, I despise the shame. I'm talking to myself. You ain't going to make me come down for that. There's a promise on the other side of this. High five somebody and say, there's a promise on the other side of what you're going through. Don't you stop in the middle. There's a promise. See, I'm getting you ready for 2020 because some of you are going to hit valleys on the front side of it, but there's a promise on the other side of it. And you got to know how to talk yourself through. Amen. I said, let me move on. He said, I will not fear. He's talking to himself. Then he began to say, for thou art with me. Talking to God. Notice how he addresses God. God, you with me. God, I'm trusting. You got me. You got a plan. You with me. Oh, he's getting into his Jobness. Amen. I ain't going to charge him falsely. Amen. Oh, amen. See, a lot of times we don't know how to talk in the trial. We say the wrong thing. And then sometimes we say the wrong thing to each other. Amen. Sometimes when Christ is here, you just got to get at the table and look at each other and say, don't nobody say nothing. Because if you start talking without hearing, you're going to start accusing. Because that is the default reaction to the flesh. Adam did it. He accused Eve. Eve did it. She accused the devil. So everybody said, we're just going to look at each other, babe. Somebody go, no, don't talk yet, don't talk yet. Whew, I ain't even got my ears on yet, don't talk. So sometimes it's good not to press folks to talk. Talk to my sisters in the house. Because he don't know what to say right now. Let him find the words. That's why the woman who lost her child, she only said one thing, it's well. Why are you going to see the man of God? Yeah, it ain't time, it's well. Ain't got time for a big dialogue because I mess up and say the wrong thing. When you're in crisis, every step is critical. Throw your hands up and say, Lord, I thank you, you're with me.
Lord, I thank you, you're with me.
Now watch this, watch this. This, brother, this. Watch this. Then he says, thy rod, how am I doing on time? Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. I want you to underscore that. In the valley, everybody say, when I'm going through, in the time of my testing, in the time of my trial, when there's crisis in the house, here's where I get my comfort. He says, thy rod and thy staff comfort me. He didn't say the circumstances changing is going to give me comfort. You got to understand, when you're walking with God, there's a period in time that the circumstances is not going to give you any comfort. See, right now, a lot of us got our whole comfort based upon one thing, something naturally happening. And then we'll be encouraged. Oh, come on, say amen. Now I know where we live. In other words, right in the middle of the crisis, we get some good news, we got promoted. Okay, something's happening. I'm encouraged.
Right.
There is a season where ain't nothing going to be happening. This is blasphemous to the church, but I'm going to preach it anyway. In other words, you're not going to get your comfort from changing circumstances. It's only going to come from source, which is Him.
Amen.
And God's going to grow you till you get to the place where you're only going to get your comfort from Him. You're only going to get your joy from Him. You're only going to get your peace from Him. I wish I had some help. Oh, you're only going to get your feel good from Him. Let's read the rest of this, man. This is taking the whole message. Thou preparest a table before me where? While I'm in the valley with all my enemies? Because that's where the table's at. You want to know why you're going through this? Because the table is there. And the table got your blessing. Oh, come on, give God some praise. Okay. Oh, God damn. Y'all spitting this up like I did when I was a kid and they gave me something I didn't want to eat. I said, He anointed my head with oil and my cup runneth over. Everybody say, there is a refreshing built in. I ain't going to leave you out there hopeless. No, there's a refreshing built in. But the refreshing comes after you get to the table that's in the presence of your enemies. So long as you don't tuck tail and run, you'll get to the table and everybody say, I'm going to get to my refreshing. He's going to anoint my head with oil and my cup's going to run over. High five your neighbor and say, I see my cup running over. Come on, prophesy to him and say, I see my cup running over. Then he goes in, and surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of the life. Then I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So you see that there is a kingdom order in this process. Watch this. And picking up our pace here in Genesis 41 and 14. Then Pharaoh sent and called Joseph. Joseph, as you know, God gave him a dream. He had a code of favor. Amen. Caused him all kind of trouble. A lot of times we get saved, we think it's things going to get better. They're all going to get better in a minute. But in 59 seconds, it's going to be rough. Somebody say, I'm in the next 59 seconds. I'm in that rough section. They took him, threw him in the pit. Everybody say, rough. He went from the pit to slavery. Everybody say, rough. Then went to a man's house. Amen. Amen. We look at it because, you know, the man's house blew up. Favors on him working for somebody else's benefit. Then he get lied on. Everybody say rough. Then he got thrown in prison. Everybody say rough. But favor was still working. See, in other words, my circumstances don't change the favor on my life. If I think right and understand it right, I know that the circumstances don't change the favor on my life. So watch this. I do not define His favor by circumstances.
Amen.
Come on, y'all, get this. Hunter never said, get this point. Don't define God's favor by your circumstances. I'm gonna give you a truth. All of your circumstances are subject to a season.
Amen.
I might as well be down at the park. All of you, everybody say, all my circumstances is subject to a season. So I'm going
to have a season
that I'm bawling, shout calling. How many, come on, bro, can you remember a season? Amen, where your pocket's fat. Any need, come on, I'll break it off, you know. Any little trouble come out, just throw some money at it. Everybody say, that's just a season. Don't fall in love with it. It's a season. Let's look at the flip of that. Sometimes you reach in your pocket and ain't got nothing. Anybody have some broke days? Let me see some honest folks. Some of y'all just see, y'all don't even want to come up till I say honest. Then you want to like, okay, I'm just going, I can be real. Yeah. Everybody else raise their hand. No. Because you're going to have a season. He going to see to it that you're going to have a season of total dependence on him. You can't manage this. You ain't that smart to manage this. I don't care if you're the richest man in the world. He had one named Job, and he brought him down to nothing. Why? Because he had to depend on him. Everybody say, but only for a season. So high five your neighbor and say, I'm broke only for a season. I'm arming you how to talk to yourself. Say, baby, we're going through it, but it's only for a season. We're moving from pillar to post, but it's only for a season. Somebody ought to shout right now, glory to God. You ought to shout because the rough season got an expiration date. You ought to shout right now. Because your morning is coming. You ought to shout right now. Hey, glory be to God. Because breakthrough is right up ahead. You ought to shout right now. Somebody close to you say, this is only a season. Tell them, say, this is only a season. It's only a season. It's only a season. Then I'm dealing with all this. This will come to an end. Glory to God. Am I helping anybody? I feel your hearts. Glory be to God. Because I know some of you are fighting and you're holding on and saying, God, what's going on? I went through your rebuild. What's going on, God? I changed some things. What's going on? God said, it's only a season. Don't give up. Tell your neighbor, say, don't give up. Don't give in. Hold on, my brother. Hold on, my sister. You ain't seen nothing yet. You ain't seen nothing. So Joseph was in prison, forgot about. Give working, favor working, still in relationship with God, but in prison, forgot about. But when the season changed, that day God preserved to remembered. God had already got your next preserved. And ain't nothing the enemy can do about it. That guy forgot about Joseph. But when the time came, he remembered. Because God reminded him. And they said, how this guy, Joseph, he can interpret dreams. And they brought Joseph up out of the prison. Everybody say, out of the prison. Oh, my God. Somebody say, out of the prison. Come on, get your foot right. Get your good foot right. Get ready to make this step. Everybody say, I'm going to make a step. From being out of the prison. Right into the palace. Yeah, I shut up. Oh, house, I feel like prophesying to you. Your next step is coming out of the prison into the palace, into the place of dominion, into the place of reigning. Oh, come on, glory be to God. Everybody say, all in one step. See, that's what's meant by the Lord was shortening your steps. All in one step. You thought you lost time. This is God going to redeem the time. All in one step. I'm going from prison to palace. I'm going from broke to debt free. I don't know why, but I feel like ministering to some couples in the house. If you got some trouble in your house, you got to grab your honey's hand and say, all in one step, baby, we going from discord, amen, right into harmony. Yeah. God's going to shift this thing. Yeah. Woo, glory be to God. Everybody say, from prison, to palace. Everybody say, thinking not strange. Watch this. 1 Peter, I got to go on. I'm going to close this up. 1 Peter 4 and 12 said, beloved, thinking not strange. Now he's going to walk. He's going to work with your mentality. He's going to work with your thinking process. He said, thinking not strange concerning the fiery trials which try you. Now, why did he write that? Because we are bewildered when stuff happens. I mean, sometimes, and you know, if you don't grab yourself, it take you back to your cussing days. See, I'll just go and get real with you because y'all trying to seek to the PR cute, amen, and flinch that my word bewildered. No, you just go. God had to work with me because I, you know, when stuff happened, I went to, come on, God. No, that's called spiritual cussing. You know, Dane can be cussing. It's the heart in which you say it. And so stuff break out. Come on, God. And then one day he said, I about had enough with that. So I'll be, So I went from come on, God, to really. Really? He said, keep searching. You still ain't found the right word yet. He didn't say, David said, I really, at all times. He said, bless me in this. Bless me in this. Get where you can say, glory. Shut up. Bless me in this. You got an opportunity to see me move. Yes. Yes. Throw your hands up and say, God, I thank you for this opportunity. I heard one minister, I had to give him this. I heard one minister say this because he was on his own studies. But in the Chinese, I believe he said in the Chinese, they don't have the word crisis. It's not a part of their vocabulary. Their word for crisis is opportunity. So with some breakout that we will say crisis, they say opportunity. I lost my job. You'll say crisis. They say opportunity. I get to own my own business. Opportunity. I would have never left on my own. God just kicked me out. Opportunity. Throw your hands up and say, Lord, I thank you for this opportunity. I get to apply your word. I get to get the crown of life. Okay. But I think it's not strange when you fall into the fiery trials if something strange has happened to you. Everybody say it's a part of the process. In Hosea, I made reference to that before, Hosea 4:6, that my people are destroyed because of lack of knowledge. Because we don't think right, and because we don't know how to think in the situation. Right. Amen? Amen? So watch this. I'm going to show you something the Lord shared with me that I believe is going to bless you. Amen. I don't want you to get sidetracked, because usually when we go into these set of scriptures, you get real sidetracked, and you think I'm talking about one thing. But I'm going to show you something, how misthinking can mess you up. Let's look at it. Malachi. 3:10. Go ahead and get it out. Oh, there you go with that tithe verse. Go ahead. Sit. Watch it. It said, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse. Now, just underscore that and say, I'm no longer going to be afraid of tithes. That's come on, let's just take the fear off of that. Everybody say, I'm no longer going to be afraid of tithes. I'm no That's an expression of my commitment to Him. To Him. Everybody say, to Him. Bring out the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house. Everybody say opportunity.
Opportunity.
And prove now herein, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open the windows of heaven, pour you out a blessing, that ye have not room enough to receive it. Everybody say
the promise.
The covenant promise that's upon the tithe. Now, we got that. Mm-hmm. Now, the next part. I will rebuke the devourer for thy sakes. And he shall not destroy the fruit of thy ground. Neither shall he shall thy vine cast her fruit before time, saith the Lord of hosts. In other words, the fruit won't come up in the wrong season. Amen?
Amen.
Everybody say, that's the promise. And we took that verse, made a badge out of it, stuck it on our chest, and said, you know how like in the movie you got these superheroes, you know, you got this one object that can just do all kind of things, that this right here is going to keep me from all trouble.
Oh, come on.
My wash machine ain't even going to go out. Because I'm a tither. Wash machine, you better look at my tithe. I rebuke the devourer. And we thought that it meant we would never have trouble anymore. We ain't even thought about how up and down we are in our tithes, but we're just the fact that this. Because some of us, as soon as trouble comes, you run to the church and throw a tithe in and say, hey, stop. That is not what he said. Because one scripture don't cancel out another scripture. And Jesus said, in this world, you will have trouble. But don't be afraid. I've overcome the world.
Yes.
Glory to God. But our wrong thinking. So this is what happens. So when trouble comes to a, don't get offended, an ignorant tither, ignorant only being lack of knowledge. So don't get offended. Everybody say ignorant.
Ignorant.
As it means I don't know. When trouble comes to an ignorant believer who's tithing, the enemy has set them up and will whisper in their ear, God lied to you. You just lost your job. God lied to you. Now tell me something didn't get devoured. Oh, he'll walk you down the street. Oh, ain't nobody want to preach with me here today. No, no. And you got to know what to respond in that situation. Hunt your neighbor, say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
I gotta know
what to say
when all these facts are stacked up.
Now
here's something that always trumps facts. Mm-hmm. Called truth.
Yes.
And you can say, but in every test, trial, temptation, he will make a way of escape. Watch that. God never promised me I would never have any trouble. I might just close right here and don't even go no further. God never promised me I would never have any trouble. What he did promise me is that he'll get me out of all my trouble. He did give me an instruction what to do in trouble. In the day of trouble, call me and I'll answer. Why tell you to call him in the day of trouble if you was never going to have none? Was he just counting on you not to be a titan? Now, because you're tired does not make you immune to trouble. Give the Lord a hand praise for that. I'm going to wait on it. Come on, I'm going to wait on it. Is this helping anybody? Is this? See, I'm arming you so you know how to win your faith fight. Because if you keep looking at things twisted, the enemy's going to set you up one day and pull on that, and you're not going to know how to answer back. And you'll be sitting out of church for years on a lie.
Yes.
Amen. Let's push to a close. We're going to push to a close. John 16 is the verse that says about that in this world you're going to have tribulation, trouble. Here's where I'm going to. When I say I believe, the unspoken but understood. That word faith, if you look it up in the Strong's Concordance, it basically means conviction of truth of anything or belief. Everybody say belief. Genesis 15:6. And he believed in the Lord, talking about Abraham, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. Amen. So in other words, Abraham had faith or Abraham believed in God. In Romans 4, moving quickly here now, it said, for the promise, everybody say the promise. This is so good right here. The promise that he should be heir of the world was not to Abraham or his seed through the law. Now, let us break it down. Everybody say there's a promise on the table. And then there's a receivers of the promise. And the receivers of the promise is Abraham and his seed, and we are Abraham's seed. Amen? Then he says that how the promise is arrived or achieved in your life. It says it's not through the law. Amen? But through the righteousness of faith. So everybody say, I receive the promise. Who? Not through the law, but through faith. But there is a promise. Somebody say, but what's the promise? To inherit the world. Come on, kingdom dominion. Everybody say, to inherit the world. Thought you were shout on it. That we should inherit the world. That we take dominion, that we're able to fulfill the kingdom mandate. Everybody said, that's the promise. Bring heaven and earth. Everybody said, that's the promise. And it's to us through faith. Everybody said, through faith. Now watch this. Watch your faith. Watch your faith walk. Therefore, it is a faith that it might be of grace. To the end, the promise might be sure to all seed, not only to which is of the law, but those also which is a faith of Abraham, who is father of us all. Watch this, verse 17. As it is written, I have made thee father of many nations, talking to Abraham, before him who he believed, even God, who quickened the dead and calleth those things which is not as though they are. So God calls, everybody say, God calls things that is not as though they are. So when he's in conversation with you, he'll talk like it's already done. Because it's already done. I wish I had some help. And he wants you to talk back to him like it's already done. Because it's already done. Oh, glory to God. Okay. High five your neighbor. Say, we already out. Come on. And we're going to walk it out. Watch it. Now, I want you to pick up what Abraham processed this thing. Who, against hope, believed in hope. Sometimes we in some situation that it looks hopeless. Everybody say, it looks hopeless. I'm against hope. Yet I'm going to have hope anyway. Because my hope is not coming from how it looks. It's coming from what he said. Oh, I wish I had a preaching crowd. Watch it. That he might become the father of nations according to that which is spoken. So shall that seed be, because God gave him this when he had no children and he was already old and his body wasn't working. So he didn't have anything in the natural to hope in. Okay, let me break it down to you. I'm doing it in two ways. You can see after the phone call that they say they're going to hire you and the job offer came in at six figures. Now you can say, oh, I got some hope that I can come out of this.
Amen.
Because I'm making six figures. You ain't even did the first day at work yet, but I'm making six figures. You even go to the bank. Just give me a little time. I'm making six figures. I start tomorrow. But the way your father works, before the phone call, before the job offer, we'll say, you're coming out of this. You got 50 applications out there. Ain't nobody said nothing. God said, but you're coming out of this. You got 49 or even 50 turned down. But God said, you're coming out of this. Everybody say, I'm a hope against hope. In other words, my hope in him is standing against the circumstances. Let's finish this up. Watch this. Verse 19, that's where I'm going. And being not weak in faith, just gently nudge your neighbor and say, don't be weak in faith. So there's a possibility I can be weak in faith. I can be moaning, groaning, complaining, having spiritual fits, saying anything to come to my mind. You ain't out of faith, but you're weak in it. Watch this. Now, what really means in being weak in faith is what you consider. He considered not his own body now dead. Abraham. 100-some years old, ain't nothing working physically, said, I'm not going to look at my body. Amen. I'm going to look at what he said. Amen. Now, hunt your neighbor strong. Say, neighbor, you're going to have to learn how to look at what he said over the circumstances that stand you in the eye. The doctor report that staring you in the eye. You're going to have to look at what he said. The bank account to stand you in the eyes. You're going to have to look at what he said. Yeah. We're going somewhere. We're going to get there quick. Watch this. Not considered his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old, neither the deadliness of Sarah's womb. He said, not only is my body not working, her body not working, but God said, we're going to have a baby.
Amen.
I feel faith in the room. Somebody said, God said, I'm coming out of this. My next step is hitting the palace. Come on. My next step is hitting breakthrough. My next step is hitting comeback. Oh, glory to God. Okay. Let's close it up. Watch it. Now here's where we got to stand. And the scripture said, and he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. Tell your neighbor, say, walk straight, walk straight. Get the stagger out of your walk. Don't vacillate back and forth. Well, maybe he'll do it, maybe he won't do it. I don't know. Yeah, I believe so. I think so. No, walk straight. Don't stagger. Watch this. Stagger not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Verse 21. And being fully persuaded. Let's bring it home. Everybody say, fully persuaded. You know how you feel when you're fully, everybody say, I'm fully persuaded. Can't change my mind about this. Just heard somebody say, you can't change my mind about this. Now, let me help your fully persuasion. It's good for you to recall a testimony of what God did when you're trying to be fully persuaded. When you're in court and the jury is there, they keep bringing in evidence to fully persuade the jury. So the jury won't be hung. I wish they had some, or divided between the opinion. So they, everybody say, I'm going to stack some evidence. Oh, come on, come on. Somebody say, I'm going to stack some evidence. Now, let me ask you, has God done anything for you? So tell your neighbor, say, start stacking some evidence. See, you can't let the enemy start stacking circumstances against you and you not stack your evidence. How many God brought you out of a tight place before? Everybody say, I got some evidence. How many God did something that on the front end of it, you didn't see how this was going to ever work out? Everybody say, I got some evidence. How many God did something for you that others said would never work out? Everybody say, I got some evidence. So God didn't bow to the voice of others. He didn't bow to circumstances. I wish I had some help. He didn't even bow, amen, to your lack of faith. Everybody say, I got some evidence. My God is faithful. Got to have your evidence in the right place. Two things and I'm done. When I say I am, I believe. Now, Hebrews 10 and 38 said, now the just shall live by faith, but any man that draw back, he has no pleasure in him. So God doesn't want us drawing back. But here are two things that we say when we say, I believe God. Let me hear you say, I believe God.
I believe God.
Say it again, I believe God.
I believe God.
Say, I believe I'm coming out of this. Stand to your feet. Come on, say, I believe I'm coming out of this.
I believe I'm coming out of this.
Come on, look at somebody dead now and say, I believe I'm coming out of this.
I believe I'm coming out of this.
Because the word of God has made a way of escape for me. When I say that, there are two things I'm saying. The first thing I'm saying is, if I believe he made a way of escape, I'm going to do the work to get to the way of escape. So look at somebody and say, I'm going to do the work. Whenever you say you believe God, you're saying, I'm willing to do the work. Sarah was willing to receive the strength to conceive.
Amen.
She had to receive the strength to conceive.
That's right.
Everybody say, I'm willing to do the work.
I
don't care what it looks like.
I'm willing to do the work.
That's the first thing. The second thing, the second wing that's necessary for you to fly in faith. When you say that you believe, this is what you're saying unspokenly, that I'm willing to go through. Everybody say, I'm willing to go through.
I'm willing to go through.
See, when I say I believe God, I'm saying, okay, God, I'm willing to follow you through the valley. Everybody say, through the valley. I ain't going to live in the valley. I'm going to go through the valley. For God to do it for me, it don't have to be as pretty as I have pictured it in my mind. Because I always paint pretty pictures.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
I mean, all my pictures, pressed down, shaking together, running over.
Amen.
All of it. All my pictures are right now.
Yes.
Suddenly.
Amen.
Blessings running and chasing me down. I just slow down for, you know, for them to hurry up and catch up. Just. Because that's, you know, what the saints say that, you know, the blessing going to run and chase you down. But he didn't tell me the blessing was going to find me treading through mud.
He didn't say that.
When I say I believe God, I say I'm willing to go through whatever it takes. Now, I had to lose my mind. Because my mind was thinking. Because I'm your boy, God.
Right.
I had a lot of people prophesy to me. No shame. Okay. But my definition of shame was not even any pain.
Right.
Oh, come on. My definition of shame is, you know, certain things I ain't going to never have to say.
Amen.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Ooh, my God.
Mm. They ain't never going to have to come out. What? God said to me in the shower, he said, and what if you had to go through that to get it? I never told you didn't have to.
Wow.
And it gave me the opportunity. Everybody say opportunity.
Opportunity.
To see if I was in faith or pride.
That's exactly right.
Blew my mind. It gave me the opportunity to see whether I was in faith believing God or I was in pride. Spiritual pride. Ugly thing. What you gonna throw up your hands because I didn't do it pretty? Did you see what I did to my son?
Oh, Jesus, help us today.
I beat him publicly. Are y'all not catching God? He said, did you see what I did to my son? They beat him unrecognizably. His back was like hamburger meat that went through the grinder. But guess what he said? I'm closing with this. And he despised the shame. My God. Come on, just look to your right and say, I'm going to despise the shame. Now tell somebody, I don't care what it look like. Because this trouble is not greater than the glory that's going to be revealed in just a minute. And say by saying, just a minute, everybody going to know how great a God I serve. In just a minute, everybody going to know that my God is faithful. Come on, give God some praise. Hallelujah. Amen. Before I pray, go tell three people, say, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. Don't you give up now. Don't you give up now. Come on, stir their faith a minute. Before we pray, stir their faith a minute. Say, come on, hold on. Don't you give up. I don't care what it looks like. Now we're going to pray. We're going to pray. We're going to join our faith together. Amen. Everybody say, one chase a thousand. Two chase 10,000. We're going to take victory over the spirit of optics. Amen. Because we never want to look bad. I mean, even if we fall, we try to fall cute.
Amen.
And we definitely try to get up cute. Like, that's just who we are.
Right.
Amen?
Amen?
But I say, I ain't worried about that.
About
now, I want you to make this determination. Everybody say, in this thing,
I'm
going
to give God glory.
Come on, come on, say it again. In this thing, I'm going to give God glory. I'm going to straighten up. I'm going to walk straight. I'm going to bless him at all times. He's looking for me in the fire to shout. Did y'all catch that? He's looking for me inside the fire to give him praise. So somebody say, since I'm in here, I'm already in the fire. Come on, husband, wife, look at your baby. Say, baby, since we're in it, we might as well give God praise. Isn't it amazing that he joined them in the fire?
Yes, in the fire. In the fire.
How many want strength to endure? It's already set, you're coming out. I don't have to pray for that. You're already set to come out. Oh, y'all catching up? See, we want to make everything instantaneous. No, you're already set to come out. That's already set. Now I got to pray for you strength to endure.
Amen.
Now how many want strength to endure?
Amen.
Because some people really know, I just want out. No? Don't be praying no patience for me. I don't know. I just want to get out. This is how you get out. When you stop pushing back, say, okay, God, since I'm here and you got me here, Give me strength to endure. Obviously, you're adding to me. Obviously, you're building me up. Obviously, you're maturing me. Let me learn my lesson. Give me strength to endure. If you want strength to endure, come meet me at the altar. I'm praying for strength to endure. That's all I'm praying for, strength to endure. Amen?
Amen.
To get over this. Ooh, glory be to God. It's amazing what happens when you come to a yes. How quickly God can change a thing. But I don't want to tease you with a quick change. But I will tell you, powerful things happen when you finally say yes. Once you communicate, okay, I got it, yeah, okay, test over. Amen. I'm going to ask one more time. Y'all hear? Everybody say, I want strength to endure.
I want strength to endure.
I say this way, I want to win this one.
I want to win this one.
I want to come out with a crown.
I want to come out with a crown.
This one right here is
no longer
going to take victory over my life. But I'm going to put my foot on it. See, when you get snatched out, you're out, but you have no dominion. But if you let them bring you out, you come out with authority. Amen. Somebody say,
I want the authority.
So you're going to look over at the corner man and say, nope, don't throw in the towel. Don't throw in the towel. I want authority. We're going to win this. Come on, lift your ear. Hey, gosh. God gets so excited when you believe him. That's what he did with Abraham. When he took him outside, looked at the store, Abraham said, I believe you. You say you're going to do it? Okay, I believe you. Come on, if you believe him right now, lift your hands. I'm going to pray. We join in. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. For the couples of the house, glory be to God. Not only am I going to pray for strength to endure, I'm praying for a spirit of agreement to come into your house and free up your prayers. Glory be to God. Amen.
Amen.
Just a quick counsel. Sit down at the table. Pull out two pads. Baby, you write down what you want. I write down what I want. We're coming into agreement for both of it.
Right.
Stop arguing over this. We can have it both.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
And then God give us the order and how to bring it in.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Let's pray. Father, we surrender and we submit ourselves to you. Thank you for your word. And God, we're here based upon what we heard in your word. That you're more than able to perform what you promise. So God, give us strength right now to endure, strength to stand, strength, oh God, not to consider the flesh, strength, God, to hold on to your word no matter how ugly it looks. You said it and it's so. You do what you say and you do not lie. So, Father, we thank you for our exit that you have already designed. Order now, Father, our next step. In Jesus' name, I pray an impartation of spiritual strength to every believer. Every believer here at the altar, God, that they will be strengthened. That the weakness that's attacking their spirit, God, will be taken away in Jesus' name. That a confession of strength, God, whether it come by dream, whether it come by you bring the scripture to mind, God, I thank you right now for strength like they never felt before. In Jesus' name, we will eat your word and have strength for the journey. Father, I prophesy that into their spirit right now in Jesus' name, that they would run in the strength of this word and not faint, for we believe you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Come on, give God some praise. Hallelujah.
You have just heard another life-transforming message from Life by Design Ministries. We would love to hear from you. Please visit our website at www.lbdm.org. And remember, God has a design and purpose for your life.